This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. AEG venues and Denver's Underground Music Showcase have joined a growing list of Colorado companies requiring proof of vaccination to enter. Denverite's Maggie Donahue has more.
As the Delta variant spreads in Colorado, several businesses started requiring customers and staff to be fully vaccinated, including some restaurants, bars, and venues like the Mission Ballroom and Ball Arena. The pandemic hit live artists and venues particularly hard. The hope is that vaccine requirements might help slow the spread of the virus and keep places from having to shut down again. While some unvaccinated ticket holders may ask for refunds, some concertgoers might feel safer in venues with vaccine requirements. I'm Maggie Donahue, Denverite.
And when it comes to masks in Colorado, Governor Polis says he has no plans to issue a statewide mask mandate for students now returning to school. But he says two things could change that, as CPR health reporter John Daly explains.
Polis says a threat to either hospital capacity or the ability of schools to remain open in the fall could possibly persuade him to take steps to consider a statewide school mask requirement. Instead, the governor says he backs a layered approach that includes vaccination, testing, and ventilation.
We will not allow hang-ups around particular prevention protocols to prevent kids from being in person in school, which is the best environment to learn.
Some health groups, as well as parents, have called on Polis to mandate masks in schools, a step few districts have taken. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Fort Collins is at 67 degrees, a high of 87. This is CPR News.